Hallelujah. Good morning, lovers of God, and good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for your great love. Thank you, Father God, that you sent Jesus to love and to bring us back into your love family, so that love can cover this earth and restore this earth and bring it back to the way you made it, and each and every one as well, Father God, back into our true family of love, and then to walk in the footsteps of love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Family, it's Galatians chapter 4, and it's verses 12 to 16.
Brothers, I entreat you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know, it was because of the bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first. And though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What then has become of your blessedness? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have gouged out your eyes and given them to me. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth?
Hallelujah. Here we can just see, you know, Paul is speaking to the Galatians, and that they've started off well. They started in the spirit, and they've fallen into the flesh. And why? They believing... They listening to other things. They moving outside of the boundaries of the gospel. There is no other gospel, but they've been deceived. And what we can just see here, you know, is when a person is not walking in love, it says love is of God, and those that know God love. And I just was thinking about this. I mean, these people were beautiful people. I mean, they must have believed a whole lot of wrong things, but their attitude, the Christ in them, the love in them, is they embraced a man that was sick. Remember the judgment, the final thing for the sheep? I was hungry and you fed me. I was in prison and you visited me. I was sick and you cared for me. Can you see that beautifulness of the Christ in them, the image and likeness of God came out initially? They were beautiful people. But can you see, when you get seduced by deception, when you get seduced by these weird and wonderful doctrines outside of the beautiful, wonderful gospel that God has freely given you, restored you, and given you everything pertaining to life and godliness, and your attitude is that of separate, I'm better than you, I don't like you, and you go and make enemies through your belief. We're not there to make enemies. We're there to make converts. We're there to share the love of God, to bring people into the love. So there is just pointing out, they, you know, I was just thinking, God knows what is necessary to bring a person in, or even a community in. So yeah, Paul happened to have problems, and those problems became the very way he could get the community's attention, and it was a beautiful response from the community. But then they started believing lies. They started moving outside the realm of truth, outside the realm of love, outside the realm of godliness. And that's where the deception is. So he's telling them now, and I believe now the infirmity is gone. Now Paul is on the highway of holiness, going on into the goodness of God again. And he's telling them, listen, be like me. You know, when I'm down, I look to the Lord and trust in Him. And when I'm up and I'm the Lord is with me, then I'm rejoicing and on fire. So I go forward. I go forward in love. I don't go forward in becoming suspicious and pointing a finger and speaking of wickedness. I stay in the truth. And so that's just what I get there. And I, I trust you can also see it and, yeah, think about it. So we just got to stay, guys. And the beautiful thing, it's every day. I was so enjoying that one clip that someone put on about putting the garment of praise and thinking, putting on the garment of praise, then going also thinking about Peter, where the Lord tells him, I will dress you. When you were young, you dressed yourself. And then thinking about morning by morning, the Lord waking our ears to hear. What's he letting us hear? He's letting us hear his praise. Amen. He's letting us wake up to his love. And then when we hear and wake up to his love, that's the clothes we put on for that day. And that's the clothes, that's the armor that is sufficient for the testings that come. So God knows how to dress us. He knows what we need to put on every day, so that even in the testing that comes the day to come against our faith, come against that which the Lord has said to us, you can then apply that which he said to you to overcome. So know we have got all goodness, and it's about now staying in that goodness and sharing it. Amen. By this is not love that we love God, but that he loved us first. So we draw close to his love morning by morning, and then we put his love on, and we let that love conquer the situations, and we let that love shine in our house, in our workplace, in our travels, in whatever we're doing. Be blessed because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we honor and glorify you, not only for what you can do for us, but for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.